Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Anybody catch Tom Brady and the jugs machine? It looked real to me. All right. I don't know how you fake it. I don't know if there's any film on how to fake this stuff. But it looked pretty real, especially when he knocked down the jugs machine and it spit it back up again. And here's the other thing. I believe that can be done. I really do. I think if you have the accuracy, which quarterbacks have, quarterbacks can do things with the football that you, it's like watching a hockey player with the puck and the stick. I don't think people realize how gifted these hockey players are with that puck and that stick. I really feel that 90% of sports fans don't appreciate how good these guys in hockey are and how they can control it. Just like a basketball player. I mean, Curly Neal for the Harlem Globetrotters could make the full court shot on a consistent basis. It's a gift, man. It's something you develop over time that either you can or you can't do it. One of the two. But when you're that good, it's like watching, you know, Tiger do all those tricks with the golf club and the ball. Most of us can't ever do that kind of stuff. But Tiger can do it because Tiger is a freaking monster. Like a lot of these golfers that have incredible control of their swing and the club and the ball and everything. And how most of us, you know, we pray that we can drive it straight. You know, these guys can drive it straight blindfolded. It's a whole different. So to me, I don't know if maybe there's some, you know, some editing going on, but it didn't seem like there was any editing. Now, what I was thinking about all of this was the one thing that stood out to me when I saw Tom Brady do this. You know what it reminded me of? Michael Jordan. You know what it reminded me of? Mike Tyson. You know what it reminded me of? Larry Bird. You know what it reminded me of? The 80s Canes. Anybody have any idea where I'm going with this? Tom Brady is like those folks. Muhammad Ali was another one of these kind of people. They beat you before you step on the court, the ice, the boxing ring, whatever it is that they excel at, okay? It's, you know, the 80s Canes were so intimidating that most teams already lost the game before it started. Most teams, when they had to face Michael Jordan and the Bulls, they kind of felt it was over already. And that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady's the GOAT that just puts you in your place and sends this intimidation factor to you that you just didn't expect. And a lot of, you know, it happens, not a lot, it happens with a few set of people or teams over time that they have that special gift that the opponent is already thinking of their greatness and how impossible of a task they're facing. They may not tell you publicly, they may not answer it to the media ever, but deep down inside, they know. Deep down inside, there were several teams that took the field in the Orange Bowl, and when they looked across, they go, "We stand no chance here. The Canes are going to kill us." And they can act tough, and they can look tough, and they can try to be tough, but in the end, the Canes are going to break them down. In the end, Muhammad Ali was going to break you down. In the end, you were already scared shitless of Mike Tyson walking into the ring because he was just walking in with shorts and some cloth over his head that had a hole for his head. And you're like, this guy's just raw. This is Clubber Lang practicing in his basement and, you know, that this is what this dude is. You know, that's what you thought of. And that's what I thought of with Tom Brady when I watched him do that. Because he's got the seven rings. He's won it with two different teams. He's got the all-American or all-world, you know, wife or whatever, beautiful model, all that kind of stuff. He's got the life, and the dude is a winner, period. And you know what? There's probably several quarterbacks in the league that can do exactly what he did. But because it's Tom Brady, it sends just a different message. Like, there's the GOAT once again. And that immediately, that's what it reminded me of. It reminded me of one of those athletes. Like, it's like Serena in her prime. Can you imagine? She's a specimen, dude. You look at that body and that athlete, and you're like, are you kidding me? How do I stand a chance? And I'm sure it was like that back in the day when you were having to play Steffi Graf. Same thing. There was an intimidation factor to it all. Because you knew she was so much stronger than you and more, or could overpower you and was more athletic. Same thing as Serena. Obviously, now it's a whole different, it's a different Serena now. She's an older Serena, and she's not in the same kind of shape she used to be back in the day. So that's a different, it's a different Serena now. Now it's an older Serena that maybe seems a little more susceptible to players. But back in the day, it's like watching Tiger. He's got the lead, and he's walking the last couple holes, and he's wearing that red Nike shirt, and it's over, bro. He's cut up. He's knocking the hell out of the ball, 400 yards down in a straight line, and you're like, I'm done. I'm cooked. You know, there's certain moments where that athlete just seems unbeatable. And that's kind of what I thought of with Tom Brady when I saw that whole jugs machine stuff. It was like, okay, this is a dude that right now at the moment is just unbeatable.